This is the cult of bigness. Fully on display here. Well, we're big, but we're not big enough. Well, how big is enough?
No, I mean, small is beautiful, right? I mean, we worship gigantism. First of all, I read somebody saying, you know, Chick-fil-A is so successful because they make good food. Sorry, fast food's not good food. Sorry, it's just not good. I just had to say that. We've industrialized everything. We've industrialized food. We've industrialized entertainment. And when you industrialize it and turn into a big, gigantic, multi-billion-dollar-a-year corporation, you're not going to be providing what a mom-and-pop place can, you know, a mom-and-pop eatery or a local farm where you buy, you know, fresh stuff from a farm, and you can meet the people who grew the stuff and all that. You don't have that at such a scale. And this is one of the reasons that we're so incredibly unhealthy, is because we don't eat real food. And the whole what I'm saying is, I realize it sounds like I might be changing the subject to issues of health. I'm saying it's all of a piece. When you artificialize things and when you industrialize things, it's bad for everything. It's bad for morality. It's bad for your health, your physical health, as well as your mental health. It's bad. I mean, look at the whole soy boy thing. The lowering of – fully documented, scientifically documented, lowering of male testosterone in America. Why is this?
But brother,
because
brother, quick, let me
the
just
trash that they're eating.
Let me just interrupt quick. I want to interject this because we talked about this here on the Mike Church Show many different times. Scientists, epidemiologists are baffled. They cannot explain, but they know that it is a certain scientific medical phenomenon. They are testing men all around the world, young, virile, vigorous, and potent men, to find that their sperm counts are about a third of what they should be. One third of what they should be.
Now, is this only the case in industrialized nations, or is it in the case in nations where they still eat, you know, normal food?
I think that what was studied was Junk Bond did a show on this. Was in industrialized nations.
Yeah, because industrialized nations, we eat industrialized food. We eat, it's got all this soy in it. It's got all this, you know, just garbage. We're eating garbage. Look what they've done to wheat, innocent little wheat, the grain that God loves so much that he made it to be the matter for the Eucharist. Look at a documentary by Dr. Jason Fung on what was done to wheat. First of all, you get whole grain bread. That's a joke. You can cut out 70-something percent of the grain and still call it whole grain. It's not whole grain. And you know, all the beneficial fats that are in wheat, they take that out before they make the bread. Why? Because it would shorten the shelf life. And they want you to be able to have your Wonder Bread on the shelf for months, and then you can eat it. And yum, yum, it's still fresh.
Anyway, Mrs. O'Connell loves her bunny bread, brother. Watch it.
Well, hey, I mean, so you take this, what they've done to wheat, and this is why, you know, this is one of the reasons why people are going on this keto diet, because the carbs that people used to eat were actually much healthier because they were blended with all kinds of other healthy things, like all the fats, the beneficial fats that you found in grains when you find that grain in its natural state, or even when you take it and grind it up and make fresh bread out of it. But that's not the kind of bread that, you know, 90-something percent of Americans eat. So it's, to me, it's obviously the diet that's doing this to people. I mean, obviously, I'm not a stakeholder here. I'm a celibate, right? So I don't care. But I do care about society, and I do care about the men that I know. And I warn some of these guys, like the young guys around here, don't eat, you know, look at the salad dressing. Look at the ingredients in it. Soy. All these supposedly healthy salad dressings. But Mike, so big is bad because big makes you want to cut corners. You mass produce things. You buy things on massive scales, which means that you have to take certain necessary ingredients for your food and import it from thousands of miles away. It's like industrializing medicine. You know, obviously it's been a benefit in a lot of ways for certain things that you don't have home remedies for or natural remedies. But, you know, what these guys do when they find something natural that's beneficial, they grab it. They say, okay, I want to find the one thing in it that's beneficial isolate it chemically, multiply it by a million times, copyright it or trademark it, and then mass produce it.
That's right.
And make like a 1,000-to-1 profit margin on the thing. That's the big pharma that we have. Whereas, you know, you don't know what you've done to it when you've isolated this one chemical from it and multiplied it by a gazillion so it'd be more beneficial. You don't know what you've just done to it, because the thing as it's found in nature, the way God made it, is probably actually better for you. And that's what they find with a lot of these medicines. The way that it's found compounded with other stuff in nature is more healthy. That's like the innocent wheat grain I referred to earlier. When you eat the whole grain of wheat, you're getting beneficial fats, you're getting the oils, you're getting wheat germ, which, you know, they after they isolated it, they then sell it back to you.
Isn't that amazing that you can put wheat germ back into your whole wheat bread?
Why do they have so much wheat germ available? Because they take it out of the wheat before they make bread out of it. That's maniacal. That's maniacal. That's one of the most healthy parts of the kernel.
Now,
so this is one of these are among the reasons why big is bad.
And the industrialization of food, I've said this a couple of thousand times here on this radio show and elsewhere, the industrializing of food and the corporatizing of it, that corporatizing then turned out from 1,000 companies down to 200, down to 100, down to 50. Now they're down to about 10. Soon they'll be down to about 3. The three big GMO, genetically modified Frankenfood and what have you here is all you're going to be able to get. It's going to be mass produced here. The only way that it can be mass produced is if the ingredients are transportable and can have long shelf life. Meaning they have to make it something that it's not. They have to make it, it's organic, it's supposed to decay, they have to make it so it won't decay. That's a fact. And when you do that, heaven knows, well, now we know what it's going to do. ADHD, Asperger's syndrome, autism. Now we have rampant infertility in the civilized, industrialized world. Folks, we're being poisoned to death.
You know, one of the interesting things about preserving food and, you know, making it so that you can transport it thousands of miles, that in traditional cultures, you know, before refrigeration, they had ways of dealing with food that had to be preserved.